Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the PepsiCo Foundation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Republicans and Democrats can't agree on pretty much anything these days. But perhaps the thing we hear the most among Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill is just how much the congressional investigations climate will change if either the House or Senate flips. Forget legislating, because it's almost certain that there will be a bunch of gridlock in a divided Washington. But the most important thing to think about is just how many subpoenas will be flying.
For example, take a look at this BuzzFeed story by Tarini Party and Jeremy Singer Vine. Democratic senators want an investigation into Trump's Air Force One tours. For right now, Democrats could ask for whatever investigation they want, but they won't get a blessed thing. If Democrats take control of the House, they'll have subpoena power, and they could drag whoever they want to the Capitol for an interview or a hearing. It is perhaps the most politically powerful tool the majority has. Democrats can, and certainly will, investigate everything from the president and his business down to the agencies and how they operate.
The New York Times has the big story on President Trump last night in Pennsylvania targeting the news media at a rally that was supposed to increase support for Lou Barletta, who's running for Senate. This comes as there were tense back and forths between the White House and the press corps, and Ivanka Trump publicly coming forward saying she doesn't believe the media is the enemy of the people. The Daily Mail scoops details from former Trump aide Omarosa in her new book, where she says Trump exhibited a mental decline that could not be denied as she watched his interview with Lester Holt.
Politico's Daniel Strauss and James Arkin report that Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diane Black became the fifth House Republican to lose a bid for statewide office this cycle. And the Washington Post has a story up looking at how Tennessee Democrat Phil Bredesen is giving the party its best chance to win a statewide race in more than a decade. He'll face off against Marsha Blackburn for the Senate seat.
Darren Samuelson sent us a dispatch about what to expect today in the Manafort trial. Questioning will resume with a retired accountant who worked for a firm Manafort used, followed by another accountant by the same tax firm. Samuelson emailed us that the tone seemed to lighten yesterday, with prosecutors and defense attorneys regularly seen smiling and chatting. But the most fun nugget? Darren tells us that he made his first call on a payphone since about 2003. He writes, "With no phones allowed in the courthouse, that's the only way to get word out of some news nugget without leaving the building. But since who remembers phone numbers anymore, I found myself having to look up Politico's main number in the white pages. Sadly, no one answered what was listed. Then I tried 411, which still exists, but they charge 50 cents.
Kyle Cheney talked with Rudy Giuliani, who now says Trump's legal team will make a call about sitting down with Bob Mueller in the next 10 days. This is just the latest example of Giuliani invoking a short timeline for making a decision about whether the president will sit down with Mueller. Trump was supposed to sit down with Mueller in January. The decision got pushed till May, then June, then July, and now we're in August.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president has nothing on his public schedule. He's at his residence in New Jersey. And remember to check out our first installment of Playbook on the Road. We've got some great early entries, including those from Mike McCurry, former Clinton White House Press Secretary, Shauna Thomas of Vice in Belize, Pete Seat of the Indiana Republican Party and a Bush White House alumni at Niagara Falls, Ian Pryor, a DOJ alum recently hired by Mercury, and Melissa Kelly, Chief of Staff for Representative Pete Olson of Texas, where she was reading Playbook at a Dodgers game. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.